Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's the You Up podcast. I'm Nikki Glaser. You're whoever you are. Thank you for listening this week and every week. Or if you're just joining us, what a great episode to start with. I'm here in my apartment in New York City to walk you through this week's episodes of You Up. That is the show that I do on Sirius XM. We have a clip from every single day of the show, Monday through Thursday, and we're going to walk you through it. I'm here joined by two You Up regulars in my apartment in New York. We just had lunch, and now we're doing this podcast. It's Andrew Collin.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me, Nikki.
This isn't a panel about...
But we're sitting very panel-like. I feel like very panel-ish.
The reason we have to sit like this, which is we're on my couch, all facing the same direction. Andrew's on the right side of me. Anya Marina on my left.
Hi.
The reason we're sitting like this. Hello, Anya Marina.
I'm right up your ass, too.
Yeah. You're very close, which I like. Andrew, don't take a note from her book. I don't mind her being this close because...
I know. I just chewed gum. Oh, sorry. What? I was just chewing gum because I wanted to try to be close to you. For audio purposes.
That's nice of you.
But I spit it out because I'm a professional.
Okay, I have a story to tell. So, yesterday, I go to meet my realtor for the fourth showing of the day. Earlier in the day, I'd seen three places with him, with Anya, too. And we go together, all of us. We meet a person there that's showing the place, and you go see it. And you walk through, la-di-da. I burnt out really quickly because this guy takes his time and I like to go boom, boom, boom. And I eventually, at the end of the 2 hours, I was like, God, dude, I got to split. We got to cancel the rest of the appointments of the day. I got to go take a nap or something. And he's like, okay, cool. So we split. An hour later, he's like, hey, there's a place at 6:30. Do you, any chance you could go see it? You can push it till Sunday if you want to. And I was like, no, I'll go see it. I have time. It's around the block. He goes, I can't meet you, but just go there. So I go over there. At 6:30, I walk into the building. It's a doorman situation. I walk in, and I tell him, I am here to see Jason in 202. And he goes, cool, 2E, press 2E. I go in the elevator, I press 2E. It presses, and then it unlights up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it needs an access key. So I go, it's not lighting up. And he goes, 2E, 2E. And I go, 2E? And he's like, 2E. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pressing that. It's not going. He's like, 2E, ma'am. And I'm like, this guy's he's the worst energy ever, making me feel stupid. So then I finally am like, I'm sorry. The door closes because a woman gets in with her dog. She presses a button but has a key. So we go up to her floor. I'm now like just with this woman. I have to go back down the lobby. It's the slowest elevator. I finally get back out. It opens and he's like frustrated with me again. And I'm like, it didn't press. He comes over, presses it with his key, and then sees that it's not going, and he's like, okay, and then his key won't even make it go. And he goes, I gotta go get another key. While he goes to get another key, a man comes into the lobby, walks straight into the elevator, and gets into the elevator with me and stands next to me. The guy comes back with the key, because his desk is right there, and presses 2E with the key, and the doors start to shut, and the guy next to me goes, oh, I'm going to the same place you're going. Okay? Mm-hmm. Red flag number one. Why? Because that is a way that murderers get in, is they just make a girl assume that, oh, I'm going to the same, oh, that's crazy. Because this guy doesn't have elevator access. That's what you would say to someone if you wanted to go follow them up to their apartment. So this is all fine for me because I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to this floor.
Are you also thinking this is the time to see the apartment? He's just looking at the apartment as well.
Yes, that was my first thought. Yeah. Let me not jump ahead. So my first thought was...
Really quick aside, when you told me the story yesterday, it was even creepier because I believe you were in the elevator. You had been let in to that floor and you're still waiting in the lobby and this random guy walks in and you go, where are you going? And he goes, I'm going to the same place you're going. And you're thinking, how would you even know where I'm going?
Because he pressed 2E and he saw it on the thing and he goes, oh, I'm going to where you're going.
Okay. Got it.
Which, even if he wasn't going where I'm going, that's an easy way to just go, huh, okay. I have a purpose here, proving my reason for being in the elevator with you. And if I was a dumber girl, I could be like, oh, I guess that's just the thing you say. But it is a thing you say too. So I'm considering both those things. We're going up and I go, are you Jason? Because I think maybe this is the guy I'm supposed to meet. And he goes, no, I'm going to see Tony, I guess. And I go, okay. And he goes, I guess it's an open house or something. And I was like, oh, good. Okay. He's going to see another realtor at this place. And I go, yeah, I'm definitely going to see an apartment. And he goes, okay. But he's like not saying that he's seeing an apartment. He just said an open house. So we get the elevator opens and it's not to a hallway that's a bunch of door, like to an apartment building. It opens up into an apartment like it's a penthouse. Like the door for the apartment is a elevator. So the elevator opens. I'm in an apartment. In the apartment is Jason, the guy that I'm meant to meet. Jason walks over and I go, hi, I'm Nikki. And the guy's behind me. And I mouth to him, I don't know who this guy is. I mouth that. And he goes, hi, who are you? And I go, he's here to see Tony. Do you know who that is? Because I'm trying to validate who this guy is immediately and make, like, I want Jason to make me feel safe.
Yeah. Right.
And Jason's like, I don't know who Tony is. And I'm like, fuck. I go, are you supposed to meet anyone else? And he's like, no, I'm meeting Nikki. And I'm like, I'm Nikki. And the guy goes, oh, okay. Well, I guess, and he starts to like kind of stand on his tippy toes.
Creepy guy?
Like, yeah, creepy guy. He starts going like this. I'm doing a demonstration. He seems gay at first. He's like very well put together, okay. Like very, so like tight nice. Shirt, shorts.
Okay.
But looks almost clean enough to be a serial killer clean. Do you know okay, what I mean? Yeah. And I know that could go either way. I could be like, oh, he looks scruffy enough. You know, serial killers look scruffy. But he just looked like he was tall. He was, he had a weird stare. There was just, I got a vibe. All the things that in that book, The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker, I believe his name is, he writes about how we have this innate sense of fear that a lot of times people ignore because you don't want to seem foolish. But a lot of times when you're about to be raped or murdered, there's little things that go off that you go, oh, I'm just being silly. Oh, I should just ignore that. Oh, I'm being paranoid. And you let it go and then you get murdered sometimes. Or sometimes you look like a fool. So we get into the apartment and the guy knows he's not supposed to be there. And he goes, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go. Well, good luck. Looks like a nice place. It's got a patio. And he's walking into the apartment, like further. It's like a railroad style too. It's long apartment.
What's
so,
Jason like?
And Jason's confused because I'm very like agitated and I'm looking at giving him eyes like, protect me, Jason.
But does Jason seem like an alpha male, like that would be able to protect?
No, he's in a tweed suit with a newsboy cap. And he's sweating and he's probably 28 and he looks like he frequents the bar three sheets a lot.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
He's like classic realtor. So then we the guy, eventually I'm like, okay, bye. Like I'm getting rude to be like, even if this guy isn't a bad person, I need to let him know that I feel unsafe and that if you're a man that's making a woman feel unsafe, even if you're not a bad guy, take her little clues that she feels unsafe and get the fuck out. So he's like dilly-dallying. Finally, he presses the button to like do the elevator to call it again. And so I'm not letting him out of my sight until the elevator comes back up. So I'm waiting and the guy's like trying to take me through the apartment. And I'm like not moving and I'm waiting for the guy to leave.
Were you at any point wanting to be like, who the fuck is Tony? Like, what is your story?
Like, no, because we were in an apartment. There was no exit that I saw because he was blocking the exit. If I would have called him on it and he immediately had to go into serial killer mode of like, she knows who I am, I'm going to start stabbing them, then I can't call him out on it. I have to play like a victim for a little bit. So then Jason has no idea what's going on. The weird guy is waiting for the elevator. Finally, I hear the elevator open and I see it open and I see him go towards it. So I relax and I turn around and as soon as I turn around, I hear a door open and slam really quickly, which to me, I'm like, why did a door right next to the elevator just open and close? And I see the shadow inside the door and I'm like, oh my God, this guy is just hidden in a closet. He's going to convince us that he just went down the elevator and then he's going to come kill us. So I see movement. I see that he has gone in that door. Why didn't he go in the elevator? Why did he go in that door?
Right.
And I bolt in the elevator before it closes. I inch in like as it's shutting. And then as it's closing, I go, I'm sorry, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. And Jason is looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? He's so confused. Oh my God. So the door shuts and I'm like, I just survived.
or you left Jason to be killed.
I did leave Jason to be killed.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Jason.
I feel you on that. He's wearing a newsy hat.
And this guy wanted to murder a girl. I don't think he's going to murder Jason. I think Jason would have been a casualty had he I been there and stayed there. But I don't think he's going to murder Jason.
You jumped in the elevator that you thought the guy was going to get into.
But I saw that he wasn't in it. I literally would not have done that had I not felt completely convinced that this guy was hiding in a closet to murder us. Why was he waiting to leave? Why was he trying to stay? Why did he lie about all these things? Everything's adding up. So I get down the lobby. It opens to the lobby. I walk out on the street. I'm pulling out my phone to call my realtor who set up this thing so I can call Jason, who I've just left in the apartment.
Now, did you like the place?
Wait a second. So then I get down, and the guy is on the street because he's just taking the stairs. That was the stairs. And he goes, what? I mean, this is literally 30 seconds later. And he goes, I just saw you. And I go, I have to.
The guy, though.
But yeah. We're on the street, and he walks away, and he's still like kind of loitering. Different, and I just am like, fuck this. I'm tired of creepy ass men. I don't care if you're innocent. Fuck you. You just made me feel unsafe. Get the fuck away from me. I'm mad. So I go back in the lobby. I press the button. I go, you need to let me up to 2E again. He gets this key. I go back to 2E. Jason is so confused, so sweaty, so like. Yeah. He doesn't understand. The weirdest thing that's ever happened to him just happened to him. So I had this appointment for 6:30. Someone was also showing my apartment at 6:30 because I'm moving. I walk into my apartment at 7 o'clock thinking this apartment takes 1 minute to show.
Yeah.
It's two rooms at that. I walk in and the realtor is here. He answers the door. He actually opens the door as I'm trying to get it unlocked. And I go,
that is terrifying.
Terrifying. And I'm like, am I at the wrong apartment? And then he goes, I go, why are you still here? And he's like, because I told you I was showing the place at 6:30. And I go, why does it take so long to show it? And he was like, oh, they were late. And I go, okay, then why are you still here? I didn't see anyone walk out. So I just walked up 4 flights of stairs. If I didn't see the person leave, you've been here over 3 minutes after they've left, which you don't need to be. Right. Get the fuck out. I walk in. He walks back in with me to get his backpack, which, okay, fine.
Oh,
then he starts packing up his things, but he's taking his time. And then I'm trying to be, and I go, and he's taking so long and he's not talking. And I'm like, okay, well, why? I don't understand why you're still here. And I'm being mad about it. I'm like, it shouldn't take this long. And he goes, I told you I'd be here at 6:30. I go, well, I need you to text me when you leave. I need to know when you're going to be gone because I don't want
this
to.
This is happening again? This is going
to
happen again.
Yeah, he's coming by to show my place all the time. So I go, I need to know when you're gone so that when I come back, you're not here because I don't want to have this happen again where I have to talk to you.
Good job, dude.
And as I'm walking my apartment, there's a Tupperware container over here. His backpack's over there.
Ew. He was eating in here.
He was eating his meal in my apartment. And he didn't clean up. And then I finally give, and I go, this isn't mine. And I shove it into his chest plate. I go, this isn't mine. And he goes, oh, sorry. And I go, yeah. And I go, text me next time. If you come by tomorrow, text me when you're gone. Okay? And he finally leaves. I'm not kidding. It takes so long to get him out. He's not even talking. He's just taking his time. And I'm like, want to cry because I just thought I was getting murdered. Then I was embarrassed that I didn't get murdered. And then I call you and I'm having a panic attack about it.
I'm embarrassed that I didn't get murdered.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when you think you're getting murdered and then you've raised the alarms and everyone's like, easy, crazy, paranoid lady.
Right.
All right, we got to get to the show. This is the longest intro. I have a feeling my producer Noah is going to be like, she will love it because she is the best. Thank you, Noah, for putting together this podcast on your vacation. So first up on Monday's show, Jackie Fabulous was in studio. She is a new friend of the show. She was amazing. She was as great as her last name, Jackie Fabulous. She's currently on America's Got Talent. Andrew Collin was also in studio. He's probably playing Jonas Brothers on his phone right now. Yeah, why is your phone going off? What's going on?
Something happened.
God, you love the. Oh, you're watching Andrew Santino's live video. God.
It happened to come
up. God. I just caught Andrew watching Andrew Santino's live Instagram story.
It was a coincidence.
Oh, boy. That you busted, man. The Jonas Brothers documentary is less embarrassing than that.
So good.
But
sorry, Frankie.
What?
Frankie, the fourth Jonas Brother. We're thinking of you.
Okay. There is a fourth Jonas Brother, and Andrew wants it to be him, but it's a guy named Francis. Okay. So, Monday's episode, Jackie Fabulous, Andrew Collin, me, and producer Jen talking about the fact that producer Jen, we learned something about producer Jen in this segment. Check it out. I was saying it yesterday about someone I'm dating that... But this guy that I've been with off and on for 7 years now. He was my boyfriend for 4 years. And then for the past 2.5, we have been off, but like still banging and like pretty much together when we're together.
Get rid of him.
Really?
Yes. You know damn well you should get rid of him. You don't give me that look of, should I?
The thing is, no one else in my life says that.
What? Why?
Because, well, the thing, well.
We're scared of her.
He's taking up space. He's blocking. He's taking up the man space. Well, you ever heard the man space? He's sitting in the man space. He's sitting in the chair for the one who should be sitting there.
Well, he's been out of the chair before, and no one's jumped into his seat. So
you have to leave it empty for a long period of time, not a weekend.
It's so empty. Mine's dying for someone to squeeze in there and take over and prove to me that they're better than him. That's the problem, is that he's better than nothing.
No,
and
he's
that doesn't
not.
Mean that he's not he's okay or serviceable. He's great, but he's definitely better than nothing. I
don't think that's a healthy attitude to have towards dating.
I know, and he would be so sad to hear me say he's better than nothing, and that's not what I mean if he ever was to hear this.
Yes, it is, sir. Whoever you are, it's just exactly what she means.
Well, what my joke, I have a joke about it, but whenever we break up, I date other guys, and then I look back at him, and I said, oh, he's the best I can do. And it's
that. What? Have you seen yourself? Do you have mirrors? Oh, clearly you don't, because
you have a goatee.
He's legit the best I can do, Jackie, because
he's not.
Yes, he is, because he's the best man I've met for myself that I've.
So marry this dude. So why can't you be with him and stay with him?
Because we're working towards that, but it's just not
how
a good time now.
How much time you got?
That's what I said.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours. Because I don't know.
You do know. You are far from naive or overly optimistic.
He needs to like beg me.
What? To do what? To be your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's got to like come around and be like, yes, I want this now.
Have you discussed it before, the whole getting married?
Yeah, I told him, yeah, I've like, I want to marry you someday, and it's in the cards for us, but...
How's the sex?
Great. It's married sex sometimes, for sure, where it's like, you know, we just, we actually didn't bang at all. Like, he was amazing during my special. I had to tape my special 2 weeks ago in L.A.
Anybody would be during that stressful time.
No, they wouldn't.
A mime
dude.
Would be comforting during special taping.
I love this this voice of reason that you're bringing.
I cut off all my strays.
And look at you nodding. You think anyone would be that good, Andrew?
Yeah.
You think anyone would be as good as what he was to me? Because if you do believe that, I'd like to hear that. Because for me,
no, I think he did a very good job.
I felt I could not have. If I had a husband, that is what I want. When I have a husband someday, that's what I want them to do for every special I ever tape. Because I'm not going to stop taping specials. That is the litmus test for how a husband should behave when I'm doing a special.
What did he do? He was there for you?
He was. I mean, my listeners have heard me talk about it. But every time I was stressed, he would listen. He would say everything right. You know when you tell someone where you're like freaking out and you're like, I know what they need to tell me right now, but I don't want them to tell me it because then I've just told them to tell me.
Yes.
He would just mind read and say things that I'd be like, I didn't even know I wanted to hear that.
Because he knows you need it. You've been a comic forever. He's been with you throughout the whole journey.
But no one else, I have friends that can't handle me that way, that have known me longer than him, that still say the wrong thing. He handled and he's fucked up big time before. Like we created a show together. We've worked on, he produced my last special. Like he's a pro at this.
So then just be with this dude.
Well, I can't because he needs
is
to
married.
Like,
no,
he needs to like work on himself, and he hasn't proven it to me that he is
over 7 years and produce it. He helped you bring your specials to life, and you still don't have what you need.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, the sex, by the like that is, I'm just not horny right now at all.
Well, today we're busy right now.
Well, I haven't had an orgasm, and I can't remember the last time.
Okay, hold on.
That's a problem.
Have you slept with this guy in the recent future?
Yeah, we had sex the day before
my
special.
Stop smiling. You didn't have an orgasm. Why are you smiling?
Because it's funny that...
No, it's not. If you're having sex with no orgasm, what is he doing? That's called aerobics. You're exercising.
It's not his fault. He's doing everything right.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm going to a sex therapist to figure it out.
You are currently?
Yes. I didn't even plan on going to a sex therapist, dude. I needed a new therapist, and my friend was like, I know this woman. And I go, oh, I'll
When's the last time you had an orgasm?
I don't know, Jackie. I don't.
What? You're doing all this life without coming?
Months.
Months? And you have a man in your life?
Yes, but it's...
Maybe a female.
I've had, like, you know...
It's Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. Hashtag Pride Month.
When was the last time you had one?
Yesterday.
With really? Who?
Alone. I don't need people for that.
What did you use?
My hand.
Oh. Did you watch
your
America's
hand?
Got Talent?
Yes. I watch myself so much, you have no idea.
You just use
I
your
actually
hand.
Like watching myself. I'm really odd that way. But
no,
yeah.
That's so hot.
I love watching myself.
I think I could probably get into that.
Yeah. But no, that,
I'm such
that, I didn't get turned on by that. My bad. I got detoured. Yes, my hand. My right hand. I'm a right handy.
What about your fingernails?
No, I don't use my. Well, yeah, every now and then, but no, they cut. They get
yeah,
sharp.
That's what I'm saying. So, what do you do? Just
the
palm,
tips.
Like you're feeding a horse.
I use the chicka chicka, the DJ method. We all know. Why are we all new to masturbation in the room?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, we're all yeah.
This girl
you
right
are?
Here, Jen, has never had an orgasm
in your life.
I have to leave.
One million.
Take these headphones.
Is this true?
I didn't know. This is what I was walking into.
That was Monday's episode. I'm still here in my apartment with Anya Marina and Andrew Collin. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for checking in, Nick.
Feeling fantastic.
Anya wants to leave so badly. She had work to go do. I convinced her to go to lunch with us, and now I convinced her up to my apartment to do the podcast wraps, and she's sitting here being like, why did I sign up for this?
Nikki's one of those, you're normally not like this, where you're like, it's going to be like 20 minutes, and then it's really like 45. You're normally pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't realize the story was going to take so long because I did it yesterday. Like, I did a pre-story and it was 10 minutes, but somehow it's gotten 10 more minutes attached to it. So I apologize for being wrong about my timing. Okay, next episode, Tuesday's episode. It was Jeff Ross, Dave Attell, Mary Beth Barone, and me. I think that was it. And we were talking about senior superlatives and, like, what you got in your senior class of, like, most likely to, best, blah, blah, blah. Did you guys have any?
I got most considerate, but that was in seventh grade, and I really resented that.
Really? At the time you resented it?
I was, like, out of all the things. I wanted cutest or, like, most, like, or prettiest. Not most considerate. At 11 years old, I was, like, ugh, I'm a fucking doormat?
Yeah. It's that's considerate is just like
considerate, like, oh, she's so nice, she's always thinking of us. And I probably was a little young people pleasing bitch.
It's like a participation trophy.
Yeah,
it's just like, well, let's give her something. That's how I felt too. What about you?
Most likely to be a dog walker.
No,
I don't think I got anything. Maybe class clown, but I don't think.
Maybe?
I don't remember.
You would remember that. As someone who wanted to be a comedian, you would. That's what I'm saying. That's what I talked to Dave and Jeff.
I won prom king.
Prom king. Listen to it, guys. Were you prom queen?
I wanted to be class clown so badly. I wanted to be funniest or class clown, but I hated that they saw me as nice and considerate. It seemed so weak and spineless to me.
No, I think it's actually great qualities, and you are those things, and you should be called out for them because you're more than most people, and that's a great quality.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's what I love about you most. Okay, so here's Jeff Ross, Dave Attell, me, Mary Beth Barone, really funny chick you should check out, Mary Beth Barone, on Tuesday's show.
Jeff knows everybody.
He really does. He you are friends with everyone.
He's
is it
LinkedIn.
Exhausting? As if sometimes...
He is. He knows everybody.
Do you ever...
It's a ZipRecruiter show, Dave.
it's not exhausting. It's the opposite. It fills me with energy.
It fills you with love when I
see friends everywhere I go.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's like finally being the popular guy in high school.
Finally, you weren't.
Not necessarily.
I feel like you. This. What were you like in high school? I'm surprised.
What'd you say?
She's like, you weren't the popular guy.
I would think you were.
Where did you go to high school?
I was friendly with every. The weird thing about
like
me in high school.
The way you are in comedy, I just feel like you'd be everyone's best friend.
You were with
and
every
like
group.
The cool guy.
I was with every group. I wasn't necessarily popular. But I had a lot of friends because I mixed when other people were
well liked.
I'd hang with the nerds and the football team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you get any kind of senior superlative best?
I did actually. What was it? Nicest eyes.
Nicest eyes. That's sweet. And not funniest though.
No.
Do you remember who got funniest? Because I do.
Some asshole.
Yeah. Where you're like, they're not fucking. funny.
Well, I didn't know what funny was, so it was like, yeah, of course, the guy who, like, just, you know, ran around naked around the cafeteria, yes, of course he'll be the funniest.
The girl in my grade was the girl with, like, the biggest boobs, because whenever she would, like, laugh or just, like, joke around, her boobs would bounce. Mm. Everyone's like, she's so funny, because they just like to see her boobs bounce.
Yeah. I'm agreeing. I'm not, that wasn't a sexual noise. That was an agreement noise.
Dave, what were you voted in high school?
Yeah. What was that? I was, whatchamacallit, the... I looked, they said, like, the next janitor, because I kind of dressed the same.
Dave won always... most likely to secede from the union.
But I like how nice his eyes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where they defaulted down to.
Dave like... won most likely. Dave won what?
And that's subjective.
Dave won most likely to dress like an umpire during war. This outfit. He's got the camo pants and the umpire shirt.
It's a good look.
With the sunglasses for...
Do you see what I have to put up with, guys?
You're wearing a flannel kimono. This is you.
And I somehow
John
found
Mayer.
A shirt that matches.
I know
it.
It's John really Mayer. Good.
Jeff looks
it
like
is
he's
a
dressed.
John Mayer.
Very
look.
John Mayer.
I gave this one to John for his tour.
Jeff looks like he's going to do a tutorial about candle making. Now, follow me into my shed, right?
All right, everybody, gather around. Class is about.
Have you ever
start.
Thought of making your own honey and spending less money at the store with baking your own honey? First, you need a beehive. Follow me.
Were you guys anything most in high school?
Yes.
I did win best dressed.
Oh, that's good.
But it was like we kind of fudged it.
You
a
had
little,
uniforms.
Because I worked on the no, I was, we oh. went to public school. I was on the yearbook. Like I was in yearbook. Oh. So another girl actually won, but she won a different superlative by
so
more
you
votes.
You bumped yourself up.
So I we say I didn't win the popular vote, but I won the electoral college.
Got
collusion.
Got it. Still
go ahead.
Nothing like being a silver medal. Yeah.
Hey, I was photographed in the picture, so it's in history. Now
that it is yeah I remember I got second place for best dressed. I don't know how I knew that, but I was just like, oh good,
second
okay
place.
You should take it.
But did you go through a big transformation, like you blossomed into a beautiful person?
I gained a lot of weight, so
really?
I definitely blossomed. Yeah, I quit doing sports and I like leaned into like theater, and then you don't realize that you're eating so much food when you're running 6 miles a day for field hockey, and then you stop that to do plays and you balloon up.
Wow.
And everyone thinks you have a condition, but it's like, no, I just have been trained to eat 6 bowls of cereal after field hockey practice. And then when you don't do that anymore, yeah.
Right.
And then you get an eating disorder to like combat it. And then,
same thing happened to me.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shane, what was yours? Oh. What were you like in high school?
Oh, I was, I don't know. I was more like, Jesus, how long have you been standing there? It was a lot. Of, what I heard a lot.
You were an extra.
Yeah. They're looking for
quiet.
Fairly quiet. I just, I kind of stuck to myself most of the time. Well, I had some buddies, but it's, if I showed up at a party, I'd be like, what's he doing here?
Right.
Like,
aww.
So, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, not like,
that's what I was thinking that's what I was thinking when I came in the studio.
Thank you for bringing your bathrobe in.
Yeah.
I don't think they have those anymore with the best or whatever because of the shaming and, whatever everyone's feelings, right?
I remember that, yeah.
They probably don't.
Away.
Yeah. They definitely would take away some of them at this. What, we had best looking, best
really?
Eyes,
yes!
Best
we had
legs.
That. Yeah.
Like, I think we
best
had like
legs?
I think we did have shit like that.
I think so. We did too. I remember in 8th grade they said most likely to succeed Katie Miller and the class of 1998. They just like tacked us all at the end, but Katie Miller came first, of course.
How did she do?
She
where's she now?
She's like not on Instagram, so she's like winning
okay,
life.
Rude.
Yeah, I know. I can't even check in on it.
She's
like,
missing.
I've seen her in other people's photos, so I'm kind of tracking it, and she's still killing it.
That was Tuesday's show, and next up we got Wednesday's. Andrew was in studio with Casey James Salengo.
Yep, Casey James Salengo.
Is that how he talks?
He talks like this. You could find his half hour on Comedy Central and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he's been on Jimmy Kimmel. He's really, really funny. You should go watch his stand-up. Have you seen him, Anya?
No, never. Oh, you'd
like him. Yeah, he's really, really good and really funny and was like, I just... The people that you've recommended for the show have always, they've been home runs.
I'm a good agent.
You're what?
I'm like a good agent. Like, I know good talent when I see it.
Yeah, you should look into doing that. Get away from the talent side of things. Stop doing the talent and really get into just being behind the scenes of the talent and just noticing talent. No, you nailed it with this one. He was a great booking, and we had so much fun. And this is us just, and with Andy Ostroff as well.
Not
what?
Me in like 40 years.
How dare you?
After you give up.
Andrew is pointing to a picture that I took of a woman on the train that I had printed into a canvas.
Tell me you don't see it.
It's an old woman who is so gross and so old.
I said 30, 40 years. 10 years.
Okay, okay. That's enough. The not me thing was me trying to take back, because everyone tells me I look like people, and they're always ugly women or women that I don't think are cute.
Right.
And it's insulting. Right. And so me starting to post about it was me taking it back, but actually it's turned into me getting hurt so much more continually because people want to help find not me's. So the not me campaign is over.
Oh, I've had a couple bad not me's. People have sent me not me's, and
it's most the time it's insulting. Unless one time I complimented a girl and I told her that she looked like God, I think it was like it was the similar to being like, you look like Kate Beckinsale, and she's like, oh really? I don't see it. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. There's nothing but a compliment in that. Stop it. All right, so here's Casey James Salengo, Andy Ostroff, and Andrew Collin on Wednesday's show.
Most people drink, I've found, and so finding someone who doesn't. I love when guys drink. I fucking love it because it makes them horny and it makes them touch me a lot and it like lowers their defenses. And I've dated the one time I was dating this guy last year and he doesn't drink, but he took like a sleeping pill once that made him like
horny.
Yes.
Oh my god!
And it was the first time he had ever like been horny around me and like made. And I was like, I love that you're like on a drug right now. It was like this actually does. Help things along so much.
Did you ever crush up a sleeping pill and like slip into one of his drinks? Like his non-alcoholic drink?
I would definitely encourage, if I date a guy that drinks, I would always, I would encourage him to have two drinks.
That's great.
That's the
best.
Two
drinks is perfect.
Because that's going to make, because I date guys that like are scared of being intimate and like showing their emotions and having, and like, putting themselves out there, because I feel like a lot of guys like don't make moves. They like are too nervous, and they just and as soon as they have one drink, they just get so much more romantic.
It is
romantic.
Sweet.
That's it. That's romance. Yeah,
that's what happens.
I realize
a glass of wine is like
romance.
I was at dinner the other night, and I was like, I just want a glass of wine. Like that would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, just but. I don't know.
I
just feel like that's a slippery slope.
I think it's nice. Is. My girlfriend and I went to, her parents got us tickets to Universal Studios for her birthday.
Hell
she's
yeah.
like,
no
I'm thinking about going to Florida. How about Key West? They're like, how about Universal Studios? And we're like, all right, sure.
It's pretty cool.
So we spent most of the time in Margaritaville just drinking margaritas and then going back to the hotel and getting
it
on and then going back for the big blender. They do a big show at 5 o'clock. It's very
fun. They do a blender show?
Yeah, like there's a big blender and like lights go off. I'm like, this is fucking awesome, man. So we just drink margaritas.
That sounds
bang.
Like a guy who loves activities.
Oh my god!
I love margaritas.
I used to love getting
activities.
Blackout drunk with boyfriends and just having
fun.
Disgusting sex.
That's what we do.
The glory days.
Glory days.
But
glory
it's true.
Yeah.
It really, like I thought that I wanted to be with a guy who like doesn't drink, mm-hmm. but now I realize like I want someone who drinks responsibly
just
and is willing to have a couple just so he could want to fuck me.
That's smart.
Doesn't that read healthy?
I want a guy who takes sleeping pills and drinks
so that he wants
to fuck
me.
I feel like weed works for that too though. I mean, not as like outgoing, but in like a horny
maybe I should
scale.
Just find a guy who wants to fuck me without any.
Yes,
kind of,
maybe that's it.
No,
they don't need
stick with the plan you're on.
I truly need to drug men. I dated two guys last year who the only times they ever touched me, and we were dating. The only times they ever touched me or made a move was when they were under the influence.
Oh, no, Nikki. Yeah, you got to branch out.
You need
out,
a guy who's going to touch you when they're under the influence of Nikki Glaser.
I know, right? That would be great. Guys, this was a sad realization. I remember my ex-boyfriend, I've been doing this as a bit on stage, but it's just true. I was telling Noah the other day. He just like never touched me. Like he's just not a touchy-feely guy or whatever. And I remember being like, okay, here's the deal. If you ever want to fuck me or touch me or say I look pretty, like anything sexual that you have a thought where I cross the room and you're like, I want to stick my dick in her head or whatever it is.
In her head.
In her head.
Yeah, anything. Interesting. Anything. You look, any compliment you want to give me, do it. Yeah. Never hesitate because I will accept it. If I'm asleep, try to fuck me. Fuck me while I'm sleeping. I gave him permission to fuck
me
while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving permission to men listening to fuck your girlfriends when they're sleeping. Ask for permission, but a lot of girls are into it.
Noah's into it.
My girlfriend, isn't that hot? My girlfriend's into it. Yep. She told me, she's like, if I fall asleep and fuck, that's fine. She's very horny.
Oh, I said that to my ex the other day. Yeah. I was like, in the middle of the night, seriously, just if I wake up and you're inside me, that would be like awesome. And he was just like, I don't think that's going to happen. I was like, but it's the hottest thing ever. So I remember telling this to
everybody. All the girls in here are like,
yes, we're all into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Taken.
There's Noah's sister is here with her friend, and they're, we're
you
all,
just have
everyone's
to talk
blushing.
About it before.
Yes.
Yeah, talk about it before.
Absolutely talk about it before. But I gave him this license. I was like, so anytime. And he was like, got it. I can't wait to do this. This is the new way we're going to live. And then he never
did it.
So the thing was, he just didn't think to. That's the problem.
Do you sleep ass up?
I do sleep on my stomach only.
On
so,
your stomach?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
perk it a little there. Bit.
Yeah, perk.
Maybe you guys put a pillow.
Put a pillow under your head.
Maybe you should get one of those liberators.
Yeah,
and
maybe
just fall asleep
how
on
you're yeah. sleeping is
I'm not,
not
talking
the
about the
easy
sleep
way
thing.
To put the dick
get a
in.
Wedge and just
yeah, you gotta wedge yeah. out.
Well,
yeah.
I was just like, no, I just wanted him to grab my ass in the kitchen. We lived together. I wanted him to
you
like come up behind me and like. Grab my tits. I like. I wanted to be yeah, fondled yeah. and harassed, sexually harassed.
I did
by
my
her.
Girlfriend all the time, and she. It was fun at first. Now
I
think she's getting sick
it.
Of it. I used to. We used to always. We used to just fucking like weird play. We were talking about massages earlier. One time we got a couples massage, and it was that the room was so small that I had my head and my feet touch both ends of the wall.
Oh my god!
So my feet were like pressed against the door, so they had to like wedge it up. So
yeah, you should get one of those wedges.
So they're massaging, yeah. and then they're like, all right, they left to like get his, to get changed, and I was like. Eh. Anything. She's like, all right. And then we just fucked in there real quick.
Oh my God.
Real fast. And then they came back and no one was the wiser.
That's so
how
hot.
How much time did they give you?
It was like 13 seconds. No.
Oh my God.
It was like Where'd 5 minutes. Come? In her vagina.
Dope.
Sorry. In the massage lotions.
Yes, my girlfriend's a freak, so it's
that's
cool.
so fun. No, yeah. we used to fuck all the like this guy, my ex boyfriend. We worked together, and we used to sneak off and like fuck in my office when like people would be right outside. It's so
cool.
thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
But then does that ruin bedroom sex?
Bedroom sex?
No,
it's still fun either way. But yeah,
because
yeah.
you can't do anal in your office.
You can't.
No,
can
that's
you?
A that's a hard and fast rule, guys. Most
no one, you can do whatever you want in this office,
so
all right?
No
anal.
Actually, if you read the fine print of the New York State labor laws, they hang up at HR. It's a no anal in the office.
De Blasio! Yeah. Take
You're
it off the books.
You're ruining this state, you tyrant!
Take it off the books.
That was Wednesday's show. Thursday's show was so funny because Brendan Saglow, who is a new person on the show that I just is one of my new favorite comics. Check him out. Brendan Saglow is his name. Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-O-N, Saglow, L-O-W.
D-A-N?
D-A-N?
I'm pretty sure.
Did I say D-E-N?
D-O-N. You said D-O-N.
I mean D-A-N? Is it D-A-N?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Brendan.
No, Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan. No, Brendan is spelled with an O. When it's Brendan Walsh, it's Brendan, right? Brendan. Yeah, it's Brendan Saglow. Thank you. But Brendan is also a thing.
Okay.
Isn't Brendan with an O-N usually how it's done?
Yeah. No, not so usually.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you, Anya. I'm so glad Anya's here. So anyway, Brendan was there. Anya just got an email that was of so much relief to her. She pulled out her phone to Google Brendan Saglow, but she got an email that we both were waiting for her to get. So now we're like giddy little girls.
Did you read it yet?
Yeah, it's all good, dude. So sorry to be cryptic to our podcast listener, but you know that feeling when you get an email
I'm
that
not
you're
pregnant.
She just found out she's not pregnant from her phone. That's not it. Okay, Brendan Saglow was in studio with Ian Fidance. They were in trouble already because they took a really long time getting back from a bathroom break, and I had to be on air by myself for like 2 minutes. And Rich Voss actually came by the studio. He just like was walking by, and I always told him he has carte blanche to come in whenever he wants because he's so funny and rapid fire. He came in and roasted the fuck out of them, and it was so funny. And I don't get to choose the podcast clips each week because Noah does it and she produces this, so she's the one that chooses these clips, and she does a fantastic job of it. And I was hoping so bad that she picked this clip, and she did. So enjoy this clip from Thursday's show with was that yesterday? Yeah. Rich Voss, Brendan Saglow, and Ian Fidance.
Is this going to be your life forever? Is this
no, I just
want to
lose 10 pounds.
Why?
So I could be ripped. You know what I mean?
For
I want to do
what?
I just want to do comedy once with my shirt off, you know, like a rock star.
I know, I know. Just like a Bert Kreischer.
No, no, not like Bert. Yeah. No, I don't want to get harpooned. okay. I want to just, you know, years ago, I hosted Woodstock 99. You could see pictures, sometimes 50,000 people, sometimes 5,000, whatever. And I had to, but I would have loved to walk out there like those rock stars that are ripped.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
Tattooed up and whatever. Excuse me, headliners are talking.
So, you piece of shit.
Stop, okay? All right. Jesus Christ, the only guy who comes to radio and has to bring people. So, shut your stupid mouth when I'm talking. You don't ever interrupt with boss. All right? I'll get you canceled at Stand Up New York. Your stupid home club, you stink. So, anyhow, I didn't mean it in a bad way.
New York Comedy Club is my home club.
Whatever. Whatever place will use you after two. So, what I'm saying is, you know how rock stars... You know, they come out and they're ripped and they're tatted up.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
I mean, I feel the same way. Like, when I talk to you and to Bonnie, like, we're always in search of, like, being hotter or whatever. And it's like, what are we doing, really? it's for that one time we host Woodstock and want to fit in. Or when I do Dancing with the Stars and want to be something I'm not.
Yeah, but, you know, you're right. Bonnie the other night said, and we're separated now.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm just practicing. what do you call it? What was I saying? The other night, she goes, why don't we just eat?
Yeah.
Why don't we just eat?
Oh, when that report came out that the world is ending in 2050, did you guys hear that?
Yeah. 20 what?
Climate Scientologists.
Tom Cruise came out with a report. And say, give all your money before.
Climate scientists. Scientologists.
Vishnu's
girl. It's ending Zenu. In 2050, and I was just like, let's just start eating.
20
like
what?
50.
Well, we're going to be dead by then, anyhow.
You will.
That's true. That's 2015. Oh, wait, that's...
What? Yeah. Do we have to go to break?
I'm going back in the...
No, okay, we're good. Yeah, I just, like, what is it all...
He's a ghost.
I love that she said that, because I feel that way so many times. It's just like, what is this all for? And you guys are married. Like, who are you trying...
Yeah, but I
wanna... at least trying to get a guy to marry me,
you're
so I'm
easily.
Trying...
Easily. Please, you're a 10.
Thank
in the,
you.
In the comedy world.
Exactly. No, I'm a comedy nine.
You're a comedy nine.
Yeah, I'm definitely a comedy nine.
No, but I want to get to the point where Bonnie and I look good enough to start maybe kiss one more time, just to kiss her again.
To what?
Don't kiss.
You want to kiss?
Yeah, we don't kiss. Do you kiss? I mean, you're not married.
You guys don't kiss?
Ooh.
I think you're right. When I've been in...
Kiss?
What do you do?
I bang her from behind and yell, don't turn around.
Yeah.
See your dumb face and get soft. No, we don't kiss. You stop kissing. Shut up. You don't know.
No, I've talked to Bonnie about this. She wants more kisses and more affection.
You think so? Well,
I'm
not affectionate. I remember one time, she was sick. And remember when the phones had stylists, we're laying in bed and she didn't feel good. And I rubbed my stylus on her arm. Like
from your Palm Pilot?
Yeah.
I go
feel better.
Oh, my God.
That is... Guys, we like to be touched so much.
You think I gotta
touch her more?
I know.
It's true. I think I've talked to her about it too, because like we just all women like to be touched way more than you guys are touching us.
Yeah.
And kisses, just kiss her more.
Yeah. When she met me, she was touched by an angel. Okay. Yeah.
Do you guys
angel
hug?
Was her uncle's
Do we
name?
What?
Do you hug?
Do you call a headlock a hug?
Are we giving her noogies?
Do we hug? Do we hug? Well, she kisses me like I'm her grandfather, and I kiss her like she's in a coffin, like, bye.
Bye. Practicing.
No, I mean, you know, look it. You know what? She makes me laugh more than anybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, no hug is going to come close to that. You know, I mean, it will, but like my kid, I hug my kids all the time.
Yeah.
I'm an affectionate guy.
Yeah,
I hug my kids. My daughter, I walked her down the aisle Friday and I was.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, I guess after 15 years together, you know, and plus we're older. We're not, you know what I mean? And
couples I'm not that like make Ian, out.
Yeah. Did she ever tell you that story on the comedy cruise? We're sitting on the comedy cruise when the cellar had them.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, let's make out. So we started making out in front of everybody, right? So like 2 years later, Amy goes, oh, God, I wish I had what you guys have. You're so much in love. You guys were making out on a cruise.
It was a bit.
We were doing a bit. The make out bit.
And every girl is looking at that being like, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
And it was just a bit.
That's the podcast this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed Rich Voss roasting those two giggling hacks. That's what he called them, dude. We didn't just listen to the clip, so I'm just telling them what Rich called them. So I hope you enjoyed it this week. Sorry for the long story intro. I hope you enjoyed it. I just had to get that off my chest before Monday's show. Thank you so much to Anya Marina for being here. Guys, Anya Marina is going to be a new regular on the UUP show. She is going to be on every week. I'm pretty sure it's going to be every Tuesday. She is going to join me in studio. We're going to lock that in shortly, but you'll be hearing a lot more from her. If you don't know who Anya Marina is, what's wrong with you? She's literally one of my, she's in my top five favorite artists, and she's also my best friend. And even if she wasn't my best friend, she would still be in those, because every song she puts out, it speaks to me. I love it. And you need to get into her music if you're a girl that likes the same kind of music I do, or a guy too. But I just feel so empowered by your songs as a woman, and I just want other women to listen to it.
Thank you, girl. I love you. I'm so glad you didn't get murdered.
Thank you. Her new song, Dynamite, is the best. Add it to your Spotify playlist.
Yes.
And heart it. Because when you do that, save it. Because when you
follow
artists, add them to your playlist and heart them, because when you do all those things, that's how artists make money. But make sure you add them to playlists. Make sure you, you heart them. And
literally, if you guys are worried about musicians not making money anymore, my income went up, went down 80% after people stopped buying CDs. And it started to creep up once people started getting that if you save and follow an artist and add them to your playlist, especially if you work at a company like Spotify and add it to a big playlist, it severely impacts us in the best way. It's the number one way to help your favorite artist. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Anya Marina, for being here. You can leave now. You've been dismissed. Andrew Collin, thank you for being here. Next week, we'll be in San Jose. The week after that, Charlotte. The week after that, Houston. The week after that, Las Vegas. The week after that, I don't know. But it's a never-ending tour. Check out all my tour dates, NikkiGlaser.com. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.